when total cost is greater than or equals to 70%. This is about real estate wholesaling. We're going to talk about that in a second, but we have a question here that Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of the 11daychallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about when total cost is greater than or equals to 70%. This is about real estate wholesaling. We're going to talk about that in a second, but we have a question here that came in and I think we should dive in right away, shall we? There's a question here, and I quote, I'm in negotiations with a property with ARV between $185,000 and $190,000. I'm going to assume that's $185,000, okay? From what I've been told, it needs carpet throughout and everything else is good to go. They've only been in the property for, I don't know, they missed the number of years, I guess, for years, but what I don't understand is she bought the property for $151,000, but owes first mortgage $116,000 and $30,000 to HUD. I don't know what that means. Bottom line is that they owe $116,000 and $30,000 to HUD, right? She's fine with just paying off what's owed. It might be a couple of $1,000s for moving costs, but my theme is 70% of $185,000 is $129,500. So she's already over where I need to be, not including any repair cost. Okay, so repair cost, repair cost, not including repair cost or assignment fees. Okay, so when you do 65%, that automatically have enough assignment fee in it, okay? And I still take $10,000. So it just depends. You know, all this number can obviously vary. You use 70% as a guide. You know, all these formulas that we give you is a guide. It depends on the market, depends on the investor you're selling to, depends on if they're newbie, depends on if they're greedy, 30 year old in the industry type of investor. It depends, okay? So how do I make this deal work? Okay, first of all, the good news here is that you're dealing with a motivated seller, okay? Somebody that just needs to get rid of the property, okay? That's the good news, okay? And that's the only requirement, okay? That's the good news. All right, but a couple of things I want to cover. First of all, real estate wholesaling, let's just talk about that just in case you're brand new. Real estate wholesaling is the art and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing. Specifically using mass media marketing, it's a business, okay? So you have to be marketing, you have to have a lead pipeline, okay? That leads are always coming in. What is a lead? A lead is a person that's interested in selling at a discount. And they've basically seen your marketing message, we buy houses, and they say, yes, you buy houses, can you buy my house? I need to get rid of this piece of crap, right? So once you lock the property under contract, the idea is to assign the contract to an end buyer who will pay you an assignment fee, anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000, which is my highest. And there are people that have done more than that, $150,000, $200,000 assignment fee. So I'm looking to break my own record. Average $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 depends on what market you're in, and that's per deal, okay? But what I teach you here is not just about that. It's about cash flow so you can feed your family every month. If you depend on $82,000 deal and another one doesn't come for the next 7 months, that's a very bad place to be in. It will teach your brain the wrong things about money and you will be broke, like a lot of broke investors in this marketplace, okay? So that's a good point I felt I needed to point out. So now the idea again is to find deeply discounted properties, and that usually comes from distressed sellers. People that have a situation they must get rid of a property, it's not worth it for them. So for example, this person, their property is worth $185,000, right? And they owe $116,000 plus $30,000 $1,000. That's $146,000. You can just round that up to $150,000, because there's going to be fees, penalties, stuff like that that will come along. It could be taxes on the property. So it may be less, it may be more, but just $150,000, right? So there's $150,000 that needs to be paid on the property. And the formula we use here to calculate an offer is 65% of the after repair value. The after repair value in this scenario is $185,000. What is the 65% of that? 70% of that, as he says, is $129,500. So let's just assume that, I'm not going to do the math, you could do the math on your own. 65% of that would be let's say $110,000. Okay, so your offer for this property, without worrying about the repairs estimate yet, is $110,000. So let's assume the repair cost is $10,000. So your offer is actually $100,000, right? Here's the problem. They owe $150,000. And you can only afford to pay $110,000 for this property, because you need to pay closing costs, you need to make profit, you need to pay the cost of money, okay? Like, it's called interest, cost of money, right? So there's other hidden fees that will come along. So we know those numbers, so we give you the formula. Traditionally, I learned it too. 65% of after repair value. So minus the cost of repair, estimated cost of repair, meaning it's estimated, the cost of repair could be more, could be less. Usually it's more, by the way, okay? So the you end up with $100,000 that you can pay, but they owe $150,000. So could you make this deal work? Absolutely, because remember, the homeowner, per your question, says they are willing, they just want whatever is owed to be paid. Not necessarily paid, settled. The keyword is settled, okay? Because you're not, nobody is gonna pay $150,000 for that property unless it's listed on the market and they get $185,000 for the full price. And in order to do that, the house needs to be usually in good condition, move-in condition. But usually these kind of houses need repairs. So if you need repairs, as we just assumed, $20,000, it needs repairs. So no one is going to pay $150,000 for a house that needs $20,000 worth of work. Because when people see that repairs, you and I can see repairs that it doesn't mean anything. But a person that's buying that needs to pay $185,000 full price, needs, when they see repairs, they see $200,000 worth of work. So they're not going to pay for it. Remember, it's a feeling in the head. It's value, which is a feeling, right? So can you make this deal work? Yes, you can. It's as simple as, you need to approach whoever they owe this money, $152,000, with the offer. That's it. Okay? How do you approach them? You find their contact information, get a contract to purchase for $100,000, and then you approach the people that this $150,000 is owed to. You said HUD? Well, yeah, HUD, it doesn't matter to me. I would approach the powers that be, the people that will make decision on this, and I will send that in, and I will keep it moving to the next lead. Okay? Now, if you don't have a lead pipeline, then you got a problem, because then you'll be stuck on this lead must become a deal. Well, most of your leads are not going to become deals. Newsflash, most of your leads are not going to become deals. So you want to focus all your energy on lead generation, marketing, so you can generate leads. That's where your energy should be focused. And when you generate one lead, you put an offer in, you keep it moving. Your offer is your offer. You can't do nothing about that. Your offer is your offer, okay? Now, if they come back and they say, your offer makes sense, but we want to negotiate, we need you to come back a little bit up, and then you can negotiate, okay? So your negotiations at this point in time is not with the homeowner directly, because they already accept that they're willing to accept just settling whatever they owe and walk away. The fee, whatever they want, $2,000 for moving out, that's not a big deal. But the idea is put your offer in and keep it moving to the next lead, okay? So in order for you to do that, you need to have leads coming in every day. Leads every day, don't get stuck. You record that in a computer somewhere in your record, in your database, that this one is in process. You can follow up every week, every other week. I usually do 2 weeks if I'm in the middle of negotiating. That will be called a short sale. When you offer less than what is owed, it's called short sales, okay? It's the real thing. There are banks that sign off on deals like that all the time, okay? But don't get stuck on it, because this process can take anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 years. How do I know? Because I've done a ton of them, okay? So you don't want to get stuck on it. Just, it's on your computer, it's a reminder somewhere, you follow up, your assistant to follow up with them every 2 weeks. Did you get my offer? Do you need me to resend it in? What's the decision? Oh, it's still in process. It may take 30 days. It may take 60 days. It's just follow up, okay? You keep it moving. But the negotiations is going to be with the people that you, that's going to be taking this loss, which is the actual bank or HUD, as you call it. I don't really understand the HUD process. There may be specialty process there. But here's the good news for you. Every bank is different from bank to bank. So I expect HUD process to be a little bit different. Why not? Don't worry about that. Just ask them what's the process and follow through with the process. And now when you go through that process, you learn something new that the other person doesn't know. And you now have an information you can use over and over again. So if you're interested in building a pipeline of leads coming into your business every day, so you don't have to be like everybody else chasing after dead deals, okay? Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, the book. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this as a bonus real estate money secret. If you prefer the options of audiobook, Kindle, or paperback, the options are there as well. Hopefully you'll be enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.